We're going to start at Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. You could turn there. Let me see which page I'm on here. 5:18, please. So we're going to look at cultivating a thankful heart. And you know, if you ever planted anything or you raise fruit, you planted like plants, and you have to cultivate the ground, right? You have to do something. You prepare it. Yeah, you know, you dig it up to get the weeds out, the rocks out, and so forth. So in our hearts, we could cultivate it. It's going to take some effort, that God shows us how to do that stuff. And we're going to have to be thankful as part of our DNA, just naturally thankful. And when any circumstance, any situation comes up, it's easy to be thankful when you hit the lottery, right? Right. That's transient. But it's being thankful when things aren't too good. And we live in a crooked and perverse nation, and we can be thankful in the midst of it. And we're going to see how to do that, how to overcome the negative situations and stand strong in thanksgiving and gratefulness. But before we go to that verse, just stay there. I have some quotes I was looking up on a grateful heart. First, let me give you some keys, benefits of being of gratitude, right? I read that. Expressing gratitude is associated with a host of mental and physical benefits. Studies have shown that feeling thankful can improve sleep, mood, immunity. Gratitude can decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. If a pill that could do this, everyone would take it, right? But think about it. That's what we think God says, in everything give thanks. It isn't like he just thrown it out there. There are spiritual, physical, mental benefits to all what everything God says, right? All scripture is profitable, right? Okay. So I just want to read a couple of quotes I have, and we'll get it right into the teaching. I thought these were neat. Everything we do should be a result of our gratitude for what God has done for us. I'm not going to tell you who said that. It takes too much time. Now, here's another one. The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time. Right? This is a good one. This is a Vietnamese proverb. Listen to this. When eating fruit, remember the one who planted the tree. The source, right? Another one. I think gratitude is a big thing. It puts you in a place where you're humble. Right? Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God, and you thank him for everything he is, what he can do. There's a couple more. Norman Vincent Peale, here's one. The more you practice the art of thankfulness, the more you have to be thankful for. Because your focus is going to be on those things. And here's old Willie Nelson. When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. Think about that. And let me see one more thing. Even in the trials of life, if we have our eyes on them, we can find good in everything if we look somewhere else. Other places we look in the midst of the trials. There's always good somewhere. And it's a funny thing about life. Once you begin to take note of the things that you're grateful for, you begin to lose sight of the things you lack. So let's go to the word now. I mean, that was pretty neat stuff there. But so 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I think most of us have this memorized, but it's good to keep your eyes on it in the book. 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Notice it says in everything, not for everything, mm-hmm. Right? Sometimes you hear different people say, oh, God sent this, I'm thankful for this because it made me a better person or something. Nah, he doesn't send you disease, sickness, and all that. It says in everything, in the midst of the storm, we give thanks. We give praise and thanksgiving. We're going to see that as a great theme here. I put down, we can learn to develop a thankful heart, and out of that heart, we choose to live with an attitude of gratitude, quick to give thanks in all things at all times. See, we can learn, that's a learned thing, right? Here's a neat, I think everyone has probably been in this situation. Have you ever thrown up your hands? You're in the midst of a trial, like things are just crazy or whatever, and you start giving thanks, right? I mean, I've done that. I've done it where there's fear, say, come in, tempted to fear in situations where I would just say, you know, I wouldn't know what to do. So I would say, I go to the Word, and it has in Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not afraid, for I'm thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So then I would go, I will not fear. You know, I will not be discouraged. You are holding me up, and I thank you for it. And you thank God for what he's already doing and what he did in the midst of the trial. So the focus is on him and his word and not on the situation. And after that, it seems it helps dissipate the situation, at least the pressure. See, it changes our attitude. It changes our perspective. It encourages us to keep believing, not to give up, and to stand as long as it takes to see the victory. That's what praise and thanksgiving does. That's that almost like the patience we talk about, faith and patience. Well, you're believing God. Thank you for this. And you just keep thanking him. I don't understand it, but thank you for taking care of it. And you thank him based on his word. So he says to give thanks in all things, no matter what the circumstances may be. Now, let's look at Proverbs 3:5, and we'll start there. So trusting God is knowing what who he is and trusting what he says, which is trusting his word. And then we're going to see this in the context of thanksgiving. So when it says, be thankful, we're thankful for what God has done, right? So look at verse 1, we'll hit, and it says, key word here, my son, forget not my law, right? Okay, that's a key thing. If we don't remember his word, we can't be thankful. We're going to see that that's the basis of our thanksgiving, right? But it says, but let thine heart keep thy commandments. Let. See, we are the ones that let. We're the letters. We let it keep. We're the ones that remember. And look at verse 5. It says, so trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. The word trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. So when we trust in the Lord with all our heart, we're trusting on his reliability, his strength, right? We're trusting in all those and his ability, right? That's what we're trusting on. So we have to know what they are, and we see they are for us, right? It's not for somebody out there. And we can trust in that and be thankful for that. And we profess that. Look at Psalm 86:7. Well, look at verse 6, 86:6, and then we'll go to 7. It says, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. See, and you just, that's a prayer of David, right? You know, David is a man after God's own heart. Thou wilt answer me. We have that confidence. We thank God that you've heard our prayer. We thank you for taking care of the situation according to his word. Here's another one. Psalm 56. We'll stay in there. And verse 3. I know nobody ever experienced this, but we'll go over this anyway. Okay. So this is a remedy for being when you're afraid. What time I am afraid? What does it say? I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what man can do unto me. And that word, what I have here. Yeah, I will praise his word. So praising and thanksgiving. When you're praising him, you're praising him for taking care of the situation. And you're thanking him. And it's a heartfelt thing. It's not some mechanical thing. Oh, I'm supposed to praise God. Thanks God. You know, no, it's with the whole heart. It says, my whole heart I've sought thee, right, in the word, in the psalm. Let's look at Psalm 36, verse 9. See, we go to his word and then we thank him on the basis of what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will do. See? Verse 9, look at this. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light. See, when you're in the word is light, right? Lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. When we're in the word, then it illuminates us. It'll show us really what he's done for us. It'll really take hold. And we'll see. We'll get the revelation. That's what it really is telling you about. Let's look at, well, we're around the corner here. Psalm 119. This is a good one, too. Same lines. 130. says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. In our situations, when there's something going wrong, we go to the word, he gives us the light. He gives us the direction, right? He gives us the revelation knowledge and the wisdom, like it says in Ephesians, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, so we know, right, what to do about a given situation. So, but we have the entrance of the word, and we determine if the word is in our heart and in our mind, right? Let's look at one more in Psalm here, 18, Psalm 18, 28. So when we're in these hard times or things not looking too good, look, it says here, verse 28, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord will, my God, will enlighten my darkness. God is light, in him is no darkness, and his word is light. So when he's put his word in our minds, it illuminates us, and our hearts dissipates the darkness in our life. But we put it in and speak it out, right? That's how we magnify him. Look at Psalm 69. It's David again, so look at David's heart here. I will 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song and magnify him with thanksgiving. We magnify him, who he is, what he does, what he has done. We magnify him in our heart and our mind. He's bigger than the problem. We magnify it, like the magnifying glass. If you see a little ant, if you look from here, it's like a little speck, but then you put the magnifying glass, it could be like this, right? So we magnify him. So what are you facing today? I was thinking this. So give God thanks for it. Not give God thanks in it, not for it. See, give him thanks for all the blessings in your life, all that's right, and everything he's given you in Christ Jesus, see? We give him thanks, and can't do that unless we know this stuff, right? Keep in our minds. So, we're still in Psalm. I might as well stay in there. Psalm 28. This makes it easy here. We don't have to jump around too far here. Here's a good example. Here's a good verse I always, basically, I read this a lot and speak it out in my own life. Verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. What? Then my heart trusteth in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song will I praise him. See, when you trust him and you know your help and you rejoice, you thank him. You don't wait till the answer comes, right? That's not believing in him and trusting him. We trusted him when we make our supplication and our prayer. Like it says in Philippians 4:6, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving. You're making it then. The supplication and prayer isn't met then. In reality, it isn't coming to fruition, but we're believing God that he's taking care of it. And with thanksgiving, that's why you can say thanks. And then it says the peace of God comes in our, rules our hearts, right? So, and then we're not all frayed out and freaked out because we're trusting in him with all our heart. And we're trusting in his word. He says, do this. We do it. And we just consider it done. That's it at that point. But you have to maintain that by keeping the word in your mind and in your mouth, because another negative situation will come up to try to offset that. And, you know, you have to battle with the word. Psalm 77. We're here still in Psalms. Then we'll get out of Psalm for a second here. Psalm 77:12. Cultivating a thankful heart. Right? Remember that that's the theme here. Now let's go verse 11. We'll start in verse 11. Psalm 77, verse 11. I will remember. See, that's the key thing. Remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also in all thy work and talk of thy doings. So meditate is, you meditate, you're speaking the word yourself, you're thinking on the word, you know, like it says, meditate on these things, give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all in Joshua, right? So God says, meditate on my word day and night, so you may observe, then you'll start seeing, you get that light, and then do. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, have good success, right? So we meditate, we remember the works of the Lord. We can't remember them unless we have them, put them in our mind and read them and recall them. Look at Lamentations. So it's Lamentations is before Ezekiel, right? Isaiah, Lamentations. This just came up, so. Okay. That's like Isaiah, Jeremiah, then Lamentation. There we go. All right, Lamentations. Okay, Lamentations chapter 3. I'm not going to read it. If you read the whole chapter in the beginning, it's all negatives. He was at the end of his rope basically here. But we'll go in, we'll start in verse 14. Lamentations chapter 3. Everybody here? Okay, 14. I was in derision to all my people and their song all day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. They're all figures. Orientalisms I'm not going into. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. So it wasn't real peaceful. It wasn't a good thing. I forgot prosperity. Look at verse 18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering, look at verse 19. Now look what the focus is. Remembering mine afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath him still in remembrance and is humbled in me. So now the focus is on the negative things going on in the life here. But look at this, verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I recall, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore I will hope in him. See, it's where we keep our focus. And we heard that in, I think, the manifestations were in prayer. Like, Lord's renew every morning, you know, his is faithfulness. See, there are the things we thank him for his faithfulness. We thank him for that. And as we do that, our mind will start steering to the word. The word starts giving us light. Light gives us, and it gives us strength inside. So, let's go down the stretch here. Let's look at David real quick here in Chronicles 29:10. First Chronicles. Look at David, a man after God's own heart. See, David knew who God was and God, and he gave God praise and honor that he deserved. Chapter 9. First Chronicles 29:10. Chronicles 29. Thanks. No, 29. May I receive 9. 29, verse 10. Everybody there? Okay, he says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Now look at his prayer here, or his praise and thanksgiving, really. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all. In thy hand is power and might. In thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. If you just say that and put yourself in there, that just has to jack you up, I mean, spiritually. I mean, gosh, it just gives me chills reading that thing, man. Just think of that. So he recognizes who God is to him. He has all the power, the majesty, the glory. There's nobody else beside him. In his hands to give wealth and strength. So we thank him for it in our situation, see? Look at Psalm 103. This is David again. Looks like we can learn a lot of stuff from the Word here, right? On this stuff. It's good stuff here. Psalm 103. Very familiar psalm here. Psalm 103, verse 1. Psalm of David here. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, that all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That's part of the key here to being thankful. Remember what everything's God. If you go back in your life and you think every time God has intervened in your life, you go back, you could see. And he's pulled me out of this. He's given me this. He pulled me out of this. He's done this. And that's part of counting our blessing, focusing on that. What he's done and what he still promises to do today. And he'll do it today. And it gives us that confidence and say, hey, wait a second. I'm not, oh, I did it for this person, but there's nothing in my life. Now you have to go back and examine. And you'll see if you go to the Word and you'll see where God has pulled you out from sticky situations. So it says, bless the Lord, forget not all his benefits, verse 3, who forgives all thy iniquities. That's what he does. He heals all thy diseases. He redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like eagles. So you put yourself in there. That's how I do it. I read it like that. So that way, it's my, you know, he heals my diseases, my sicknesses. Look at 1 Samuel 24, chapter 12. 1 Samuel 12. And verse 24, I believe. Let me see. No, I'm saying 12. Yep, 12:24, 1 Samuel. This is a good verse. It says, only fear the Lord, or honor and respect him, right? So that's what the word fear is, right? Have awe for him. If we honor and respect him, we do what he says, right? And serve him in truth with what? All your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Just consider what he's done for you. Great things. And tell me, have water? Is there water there?
Here, right here.
And that's. I think I can get it here. That's. Look at Psalm 92.
Wait, what's this on? Where?
92. Thanks, man. I just sort of cough out on you. Thanks, Janet.
You're welcome.
Psalm 92. Okay. And verse 1 and 2. See, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing. right? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. To sing praises unto his name, O Most High. Verse 2, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. See, it's a good thing. And in the ESV, it says, it's a good to give thanks to the Lord, to praise, to sing praises unto the Most High. And that's what the praise is there. The word praise, to sing praises, is to give thanks. And we give thanks through our praise and thanks. That's why it's praise and thanksgiving. We exercise it, not just think in our minds, you know, thanks God. Praise it. Speak it. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks, he gives us the victory. Context, right? We have, our bodies are going to be changed. We're going to be like Jesus Christ. We have new bodies. He has rescued us from the powers of darkness, right? And translated as the kingdom of his Son. We have eternal life. First of all, is that good to be thankful for, right? That's the benefit received. That's what thanks means. It's being thankful for something that's a benefit that's realized, all right, that's recognized. So, for example, if you're on the side of the road and you have a flat tire, and then I come along and I fix your tire, you're relieved and thankful that the tire's fixed. It's all about you. But then you're grateful for the benefit to me who did it. That's where you express thanksgiving, right, for that benefit. You express it by your appreciation, your kindness. You know, you can say, hey, thank you profusely. Give the guy a couple bucks, whatever it is. But see, that's the gratitude part. So it starts with thanksgiving for what God has done for us. And now, since what he's done for us, what do we do in response and gratitude? He's just telling us what to do, praise and thank him for it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to give money. And it does say bonus. It does say giving because he wants to bless us back. But the point is, we have to have that gratitude, that heart, and toward people and towards God. And it starts out with towards God, because if you can't do it towards God, you're not going to have it toward people, right? Just that's the way it is. So give thanks to God, which gives us the victory for Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, so here's what our part is. He's already given us the victory. We didn't do nothing, right? Jesus Christ did it. God had the plan. Jesus Christ fulfilled the plan. That's it. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not vain in the Lord. Steadfast, that's where, in the midst of trials, we stand on the word with thanksgiving, so we're not moved. We're moved when we lose our focus off magnifying God and his word to the problem or the situation. Or we start considering, like Eve did, right? Consider not, right? We already talked about that. So let's go. We're going to end it up here. Let's go to Colossians 3:15. We'll start on that one. And it's in the ESV, it reads the correct way. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And if you read the whole context, everything says we're risen with Christ and all that. So, but be thankful. Just be thankful, right? We can do it. If he says we can do it, we can do it, right? And look at the next one. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching richly, dwell, live. Abide in the word, let the word abide in you, right? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart, thankfulness in your hearts to God, okay? So it's thankfulness to God for what he has done for us, We always have to remind it. We're the receivers of his love and grace. Hebrews 13, 15. So should we do this sporadically? This tells us over here. Maybe once in a while. When you come to fellowship, say glory, hallelujah, and shout and yell, and then go home. You start cursing at the TV because inflation's here and this is here and that's. No. It doesn't say that. Look at it. It says Hebrews 13, 15. But let him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How long? Continually. Right? Look at it says in John, 1 John 8:31, right? Continue in my word and you shall know the truth. You're my disciple. You shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. You know, it's experientially revelation knowledge, you know, not just here, right? Continually, that the fruit of your lips give thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips, it's the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So as we cultivate that thanksgiving in our heart, it's just going to flow out. See, we don't have to force it. It's just going to be our natural way. Maybe at first we just start keeping it in mind. Oh, yeah, be thankful. Okay. And then after a while, that's the way you are. That's part of renewing mind, being transformed. You don't have to go there, but we're going to end in Ephesians 2, or chapter 1, verse 1. And verse 3, and here's another verse in the psalm that I want to just read. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter. When you come into God, we don't just come there with, God, I need this, I need that, I need this, like as a beggar. And we're always looking for need, need, need. So where's your focus? Need. Yeah, yourself. Him. With thanksgiving, just thank God for being who he is. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for, look for all things to bless you with, you know. I thank you for my wife, you know, for the kids. I don't care if the kids are going to hell. They're right running around going crazy. You thank him for them. We pray for them. See, we take it from God's point of view. We don't go for the world's way, right? So Corinthians, is that what I said?
No, Ephesians.
That's good. That's what I want to hear. People are paying attention here. Keep me on the straight and narrow. I know. Glory, glory, glory. Now we know this, but look at this. This is a good way to wind this thing down. Chapter 1, verse 2, we'll start. Grace be to you, and peace be to you. From who? God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's be to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath done what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us. Why did he bless us? Because of John 3:16, right? God so loved the world. He so loved. He loves us. So he blessed us because he loves us, right? We got to keep that in mind. Then look at verse chapter 2, verse 4. It says, but God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. That's what we thank him for, his love for us, what he's done because of his love for us, and who we are because of what he did, and what Jesus Christ did. And verse 8 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a what? Gift of God. It's a gift of God. It's God's grace. It's God's gift. So what do you say when you receive a gift? Thank you, thank you, thank you, right? You just be profusely thankful. So let's end it in Ephesians 5:20 here. It says, giving thanks always. See, we saw it continually before. It says, always for all things. Unto God and the Father in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's talking for all things here. Is all things he's done. In Colossians, in Thessalonians, it says in all things. So in the midst of situation. This is all things if you read what he's done in chapter 1 to 3 and all that. That's what we're talking about. So don't, not when you're in a bad situation. Oh, thanks God for the for me being locked up in jail or whatever. No. You know what Peter and John did? They praise God while they're in the prison, right? Okay. So I just note this at the end. When we are thankful, we'll be giving God first place in our lives. We'll be praising and glorifying Him. We'll be walking in God's grace, and we will give us victory in our lives. Amen.